December 11th, 2020. Once again, I, Maureen, see a great flame that I have come to know as the heart of God the Father. He says, "Children, when I speak of your spiritual house, I am referring to your heart. The spiritual house you construct is not made of bricks and mortar. It is constructed of all your prayers and sacrifices throughout your lifetime. The more you pursue personal holiness, the stronger the fortress of your spiritual house against any attack of evil. Some who pray with great fervency have a special angel posted at the doorway to their heart. Do not hesitate to call upon this angel, who is at once mercy and love. If you neglect your spiritual house, the mold and mildew of sin begins to collect. These would be the neglect of prayer and sacrifice and the absence of efforts to please me. Such souls build what may be regarded as mansions on earth, but in my eyes are shacks not suitable for habitation. Every once in a while, give your house of personal holiness a fresh coat of paint by discovering new ways to please me. Do a frequent house cleaning through an examination of your conscience. Then the Holy Spirit will be welcome in your house of personal holiness." A note is given to read Colossians chapter 3, verse 17. "And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God the Father through him." Scripture verse asked to be read by God the Father.